This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question on your mind, here's what you do. First thing you do is you click the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel, and you run a search in the search box and see if that particular subject has already been covered in the material. And if it's not, you go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. I will provide a link down below in the show notes and in the YouTube description, and somebody there will likely be happy to answer your question. So along those lines, kind of, but not really, this week I plan on adding a tab to nononsenseforex.com. That tab is going to say Contact, and on that tab will be a contact form. And I want to take the time right now to let everybody know what that form is going to be for and what it is not going to be for. So for a long time, I had a segment called Ask VP, where you could fill out a different form and ask me whatever question you wanted, but then people abused it and I shut it down. Now, that is very unfortunate for people who are just finding this channel, maybe in the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, because they don't get to ask me a question. And that sucks, I know, but that's just how it is. I get a lot of questions thrown my way on the YouTube comments and on Twitter and things like that, and I don't like ignoring them, but I'm also somebody who sticks to their guns, and if I say something is ending, then it's ending, and that's just how it has to be. And it's also why now, at the beginning of the podcast, I say, hey, look, your question's probably already been covered, and if it's not, somebody on the Discord forum will probably step up and answer it for you. But at the end of the day, 99% of the questions I get, and some of you who have been around for a while, you're seeing this happen now with some of the newer people who are coming on. The questions I'm getting are either already answered in a video or a podcast or a blog, or the question is just a matter of testing it out and finding the answer to that question on your own. And as we've also discussed before, figuring out the answer to these questions on your own is a great thing. And it often leads to other great things in your own research. So I'm sure that's not what people want to hear, but in the end, I'm personally glad I had nobody to fall back on and I had to figure all this stuff out on my own. But in doing so, I know that no matter who you are out there, there's not one Forex trading related question that you might have that will not become obvious to you over time simply by researching and testing and searching for the answers elsewhere. So what the contact form is for is, let's say one of my podcast episodes is not showing up on a particular podcast player, or on a video I said I was going to include something in the description and I forgot to, or somebody wants to contact me for something media related, or there's somebody out there plagiarizing my material, you know, things like that. So it's not going to be something most of you are going to even utilize. But just so you know, that's what it's for. It is definitely not for Forex trading related questions directed to me. That ship has unfortunately sailed. There are still people out there firing questions at me that still have my email address. I still get them every single day. And I'm like, guys, this is the reason why I shut this thing down in the first place. But for anything else outside of that, that contact form should be up hopefully sometime this week. So check the site for it. But apart from that, let's also talk about the future of NoNonsenseForex.com as it relates to the videos that are coming up. We have a lot of people who are requesting videos all of a sudden, and we have other people who are getting a bit restless when it comes to the videos that I'm putting out. So let me address this really quick. I think part of this is my fault, because at the beginning of certain videos, I'm saying, hey, this is a very highly requested topic, as if to say that I make videos because people request them. This is not why I make videos. I have all the videos that are coming up and all the podcast episodes that are coming up written out already. And sometimes I add to that list, sometimes I subtract from the list, but I pretty much already know how the rest of this year is going to play out. So when people start publicly begging for certain videos to come out, it has nothing to do with when they actually do. I pretty much have all that laid out, but let me go ahead and kind of share that with you now, just so you have an idea of what's ahead for those who are interested. We still have a couple Dirty Dozen videos to cover. We have one money management video left. I think you guys know which that one is. It just has to be the right time and place for it. The Prop Firm video is scheduled to come out in August. And then I would say probably September, we will definitely start getting into metals and possibly other things. And then after that, there might be one or two other videos afterwards, but then the weekly rotation of videos is going to come to an end. I told you guys before that, you know, this channel is not forever. There's only so many things to talk about before you start really watering stuff down. But that's what the next few months looks like. And in those few months, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there right now. Those of you who like videos, what I call chart porn, videos like the Ichimoku video, the Williams percent R video, or the one where I added moving averages to indicators and things like that. Those are pretty much all already out there. I don't have much of that left to show you. So if you're the type that doesn't treat this channel as an actual course or an actual step-by-step process and just likes to come in and get your little dopamine hit and get your chart porn and then go try and use it, you are not going to like the next few months ahead. So instead of coming into my comments section and complaining about it, let me just go ahead and throw this out there now so I don't waste any more of your time. The videos that are coming up are very important videos, and most of my listeners get that. But for the chart porn crowd, I've pretty much given you all I'm going to give you. I mean, I think there's some good chart porn in the metal section, but not everybody is going to be interested in trading metals, so I can't really say if that applies to you or not. But I think what is also added to this restlessness is the fact that the Forex market is absolutely freaking dead still. I mean, I put out the dead markets video, months ago? And overall, I mean, we've had our moments, but overall, the market just has not gotten better. Do you guys remember that tool, the dollar sign EVZ that you get from barchart.com? For those who are new, I'm going to go and put that in the show notes too. That is still hovering right between 5 and 6. And you remember I told you, I really don't even trade that much if it's not above 8. So this has been an historically awful stretch for us Forex traders. But you guys all know why this is, right? Because, and we've mentioned this before, we are going through an unprecedented stretch of prosperity in the United States stock market. Every time we think it's going to drop, it just goes right back up and goes even higher. And so when this happens, that's where everybody's money is. When it finally decides to crash, and it's going to, because it always does, that money is going to flood back into our market, and then we get to have our turn. But when you have historic levels of prosperity in a stock market like that, this will always mean historic levels of absolute dog shit for the Forex traders. And all you guys out there saying how much it sucks, because it does, I mean, just imagine how we feel. Imagine how the pros feel. You know, we're trying to make money from this thing, and we're not. I have made very little money trading the Forex market during this time. The last time I saw it this bad was back in 2014, and I think this period has actually gone longer than that one did. But let me tell you what I learned from that period back in 2014, because I think it can help a lot of you now. The number one thing, I think, is to be patient. You know, a lot of you sit there and say you have patience. Well, let's see if you actually do. You can say it all day, but times like this really, really test it. You know, I peek into the no-nonsense Forex Discord forum every once in a while, and some people are like, you know what? Screw this. It's not working. I'm going to go try something else. Not realizing that it's not working because we are trend traders, we need volume, and the volume is just not there. So I'm glad those people are quitting. It's not many people, but I do see it. And for those of you maybe who have just started in Forex maybe in 2019, and early on it was a little better, and you were trying these brand new things out, and you were getting amazing results, and you were just on cloud nine, and now all of a sudden you're not getting those results, and you're starting to second guess whether this was the right move for you in the first place. And the answer to that is probably somewhere in between. The really crazy, awesome results you were getting early on probably weren't real. But this whole stretch of super, super dead markets is also something we've never, ever seen before, at least not like this. So the real answer in all of these cases is just to stay the course. You guys know I'm a fan of Jocko Willink, and one of his best videos, and I've put it up on Twitter before, is called Good. It's just G-O-O-D, in quotes. And it pretty much talks about whenever something does not go your way, instead of dwelling on it, instead of complaining, which a lot of you out there complain, say to yourself, good, I'm actually glad this happened. Because since it did happen, now I get to do blank. Super dead market? Good. Now I get to perfect my system that I'm trying to backtest. Can't really forward test it that well, but I can be constantly trying to improve on what I already have. Maybe you have very, very lofty expectations to become a professional Forex trader and quit your job within a year. And now you realize that these periods of very, very dead markets could pop up at any time and you may not have any income. Good. You should never become a professional prop trader and then just up and quit your job. That's insane. I mean, you got to put some years in, and it wouldn't hurt if you had other streams of income going on at the same time. So in addition to not making a whole lot of money trading, I also just took a pretty big face punch in one of my businesses that's going to set me back months. You know, when it rains, it pours. It totally sucked. But you know what? Good. I may be down, but when I'm down, I get hungry. You know, a lot more hungry than I was when things were good and I was comfortable. And when you're hungry, you come up with ideas. And I think one of the ideas that I just came up with is going to be something that I'm going to be able to expand trading-wise and possibly bring to you all in the future. Something that did not exist before. So you know what? At the end of the day, I am grateful for horrible dead periods in the market just like the one we're going through. As terrible as they are, I'm grateful for them. It just reminds me, hey, don't take things for granted ever. Always be relentless in everything you're doing and stop being a fair weather trader. Stop being a fair weather learner. You want to give up? Good. Give up. You're not made for this market. Better to find this out now as opposed to later, right? I mean, that's a win in my book. And then for those select few of you who are actually getting really, really great results in this market, I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, when things really start moving, that might be the worst thing that ever happened to you. I don't know. It's very strange for people to be getting really great results right now. But if you are, well, then that's great. Don't let me stop you. Keep doing it. You know, maybe when this market comes back, things will become even more amazing. You just don't know until it comes. And traders, we will not know when this is going to come. We will not know when this whole span of futility in terms of volume in our market is going to reverse course. It's going to have almost everything to do with what the stock market does. But traders, listen to me. It's periods like this where real Forex traders are made. Not during the crazy good times where the market's moving and everything's trending and everyone's making money. No, it's not the good times. Anybody can make money during those times. What do you do when things aren't going your way and they just don't ever seem to get better? How do you react? Do you get restless? Do you get agitated? Do you start complaining? Or do you sit back and say, good. This may not be the most fun time to trade Forex, but this is a golden time to get better, to try new things, to try to improve on what I already have, and also to go out and maybe find some other streams of revenue that I can use to supplement my Forex trading. Because whether that is a full-time job or something completely different, you're going to need it, at least for a while. And I don't personally know most of you, but I think I can speak for a lot of you when I say that a lot of you out there right now, at some point in your life, have already kind of crossed over to the other side to where you know a full-time job is no longer the way you want to live your life going forward. And trading is a great way to eventually phase that out over time. This is a mindset that almost nobody gets to. We're in a gigantic minority. But once you're here and you've already arrived on this side, when one door appears to close, you know two things. One, that door is not permanently closed and it's going to open again. Two, there's a bunch of other doors out there that you haven't even found yet. And they are waiting for you to discover them. But when your trading is going really well, I know I can tell you this firsthand. If my trading is going really well, I don't really have a whole lot of interest in finding these other doors. I'm just happy trading. But when times like this approach, again, I am so grateful because all of the other things that I do right now would have never been discovered unless these down periods happened to me first. This downtime is a gift, traders. Embrace it and do something with it. What we are witnessing right now is probably the crappiest period of time a Forex trader has ever had to endure. But this is also the period of time where we are going to see the real traders emerge and the weak ones fade away. It never fails. So pick a side. So traders, I hope this does make you feel better. I hope that now a lot of you have a better idea of what's coming up on this channel and what's not coming up on this channel. And even though there was no actual question for this week's episode, I feel like it was a good time to talk about this because a lot of the motivational type stuff is going to be coming to an end and we're going to get more into the actual nuts and bolts going forward here. So I may not have a chance to address things like this in the future. But just understand, traders, you have come a long way already. You're past the point of no return. You can't turn back now. So you might as well do the things that need to be done. Go get it.